My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could join us. A lot going on in the world of football. Remember last week, a little bit of a rewind. Miami went up to Gainesville, beat the Gators 41-17. During that week, I'm sure that a lot was said up in Gainesville, and they tried to get the ship back on track. And last week, they beat Samford. Okay, you know, it's a team that they should beat, and it's a team that they should beat pretty easily like they did, 45-17. But there were a lot of positives, and certainly heading into this week's home game against Texas A&M, which will be another Miami type of crowd. It'll be 90-plus because this is huge. This is a conference game, and certainly will turn things around up in Gainesville. Somebody's on top of it every single week throughout the entire season. From the Swamp 247, Blake Alderman. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Blake, thanks so much for taking the time. What a difference a week makes as far as a little bit of the attitudes of the fans.
Certainly a lot less heat being tossed around this week, so that was nice, even though I think there were some tempered expectations given the FCS opponent. But I guess it's certainly a start, and I guess we'll see how things carry over week to week and certainly this week.
Yeah, well, you know what? Like I said, okay, you know, Samford is a team, you should beat them. Okay, there's no doubt about it, and you should beat them good like they did. How many positives? Because it was more of a second half type of game, because it was only 14-0 at the half, and the second half they kind of poured it on a little bit. Talk about you talked to a lot of the players. What was the mindset after the Miami game? Because obviously there's a lot of disappointment, but also there's an understanding that in a lot of places, the Gators are young. I mean, they're young at so many different places, but a game like Samford kind of gets them ready for A&M. I wasn't overly blown away by A&M against Notre Dame. They didn't do well on offense. They did average on defense. So they come in, and this is a very winnable game, I think, for Florida.
You know, I could see that. You know, I think that you see what A&M did against Notre Dame there. It's so early in the season to where, at least I guess for me, it's, you know, I come with it from those thinking like, well, is Notre Dame's defense good? I guess we'll see. You know, then you see, obviously Notre Dame picks up the loss last week. I feel like you get your questions kind of answered week to week in the college football season. But, you know, coming out of that Miami game, I think there was, a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, you know, that coming out of that, you know, Florida didn't play good on offense, didn't play good on defense, and overall, I think it was just, one to where Florida, you have so little time to, you know, kind of be down in the dumps because it is such a week-to-week type of business in college football. So I think that it was a nice tune-up game for playing Samford there. I think you see the amount of some of the younger players that were able to get in there, and certainly DJ Lagway, the former number one overall quarterback in that 2024 class. He gets the start in that game with Graham Mertz still going through concussion protocol. And I think if there was a bright spot, if you could find one coming out of that Miami game, I think there was some promise. And, you know, maybe it wasn't a touchdown himself, but DJ Lagway getting in there late in that Miami game, leading Florida to that touchdown drive. And that's going against Miami's first-team defense that really held Florida's offense in check all day. So I think that was kind of the first positive that did carry over into week two. And then you've got Lagway going in there against Samford, which, you know, FCS opponent or not, that's a true freshman that's, you know, getting his first start, goes out and goes 18 of 25 for 456 and three touchdowns, which was a single game freshman passing record in Florida history. So there's been a lot of hype around Lagway from when he committed to when he signed, and he's, I don't know, I guess I can see some comparisons to maybe just the hype that was around Tim Tebow when he was coming into college, coming out of high school, just that five-star polarizing type of quarterback. So, that was certainly a big takeaway. And again, like I said, some of those younger players you get a win. I think it was October 14th of last year when Florida won on the road against South Carolina. That was their first win since October of last year. So a win in any way, I think, is one that you'll take. And whenever you see what you've got against a quarterback, you've got in a quarterback like DJ Lagway in that game, whether it's FCS opponent or not, you saw a guy that had a record-setting night, and at least you know that that's someone that the team is going to respond around. You see that the deep balls that he had an 85-yard pass. I think another one was like a 70-something yard. He had lots of those, you know, kind of deep burst type of plays, which you really haven't seen many of those. At least under Billy Napier, whenever he's been at Florida, I think Anthony Richardson had one of the big passing plays, and that was almost 2 years ago. So those were some of the takeaways, but I think most of the positivity and the big takeaways that you can kind of give yourself a shot in the arm going forward if you're a Florida fan is just the play of DJ Lagway, because he does give promise and he does give hope for, you know, having that five-star number one ranked quarterback in the waiting wings.
Yeah, no doubt. Blake Alderman joins us, Swamp 24/7. Great, great site. Great, a lot of information on Florida football, pretty much the entire season of all the sports. But the thing, too, is as we bring up DJ Lagway, I mean, and a lot of people after the Miami game, you know, heard Mario Cristobal and some of the coaches say he's going to be a problem. I mean, he's definitely going to be a problem. Big, strong kid, great arm. But having him play in that game last week certainly helps a lot, especially because they're going to be at home. Obviously A&M, big conference, district, Southeastern Conference game, which you always want to pick up as many as you can. But what a great way for him to ease in. So now he comes into this game. Yeah, the defense will be faster. They'll be bigger. But at least he has an understanding of playing at a whole game at college. Talk about that, because I think that, you know, that makes such a difference, because you have all these younger guys on that offensive side of the ball that are looking for guidance, and he may have been that guy. He may be that guy moving forward that demands that respect in the huddle. And I think he kind of proved it he did the other day. And, you know, you always say, and this is, you always like to kind of open up with one of those Samford games. You know, you really do. I mean, Miami's done that with Bethune-Cookman for years. But then you have something to go on. But he, you know, Florida had to open up against Miami. Great, you know, matchup. Hasn't happened very much. But now you're in a situation moving forward that A&M game. After Miami, you go, oh, my gosh, A&M's coming in 2 weeks. Not so much now. I mean, because I think they have a little bit of a basis on what it's going to take, you know, to win football games. What do you think?
I think so. And I think for Lagway to get that playing time, no matter who the opponent is, there really is no there's no faking those real game-like reps, you know, no matter who the competition is. Sure, the speed is going to be faster from a Samford compared to a Texas A&M, but, you know, this was a guy that was playing high school football, you know, this time last fall. So the game is going to get faster. You know, practice, you can watch all the film in the world. And yes, all those things are extremely beneficial, but it's just nothing the same as, you know, imagine yourself being in a war and what it's going to be like. But once those bullets start flying, that's really the only way to know what it's really like. And if you can get that with a guy like DJ Lagway, all that's going to be beneficial. And I think whenever you see, there were clips of, you know, just the game starting up, he's leading the team in the huddle. I mean, this is a guy that's a freshman. It seems like the team really kind of gravitates around him too. And, you know, there's a lot of respect for Graham Mertz on that team too, as well. And, speaking with Billy Napier today during his media time, he mentioned that there were still, at least today, I think it was like a non-contact type of practice that Mertz had to go through. He expects both of these guys, Mertz and Lagway, to be available for this game. So you've got two guys. I think it's kind of cliche, but I do think that you've got two guys that kind of comparable to it, maybe not so much of what the end result was in the national championship year, but you've got kind of a Leek Tebow type of dynamic there. You've got a guy that's maybe not so mobile, just kind of a pocket quarterback guy, really accurate with the ball. I think that's kind of what you see in Mertz. And, you know, Lagway does have the running capability. He's a bigger type of guy like Tebow. But, you know, he could even throw those, you know, 85-yard pass he had on sure. there and just these long touchdown throws, so these long extension-type throws, which I don't know so much as Mertz's. I don't really think that's his forte. He's kind of a guy that's going to maybe dink and dunk you, try to throw those, you know, short, accurate passes and take what the defense gives you, whereas Lagway's going to try to go in there and be a home run hitter. So I think you've got those guys that have different skill sets. Obviously, Mertz knows probably more of the playbook, being an older guy. He knows more college football because he's in his, redshirt senior year, something that affects. So I'm interested to see how that dynamic goes because it's kind of boom or bust, I guess. Sometimes you rotate these quarterbacks too much and one guy can't get really comfortable, can't get anything going, because you're swapping guys in and out. Sometimes those differences in skill sets, whenever you can do those in, just whatever the down and distance is or whatever the game's calling for. Sometimes if you dial something up and you have a guy in there like DJ that, you know, you need a short yard run. You've got a 240-some-odd-pound quarterback back there rumbling like he's like a linebacker back there. So you can get those short yardage distances. You have to account for a guy like DJ in the run game if you're doing just, you know, kind of the read option type stuff. You've got Mertz in there. So I'm interested to see, is this going to be one where these guys, you know, kind of kill each other's their mojo in a game, or are they going to kind of orchestrate each other like kind of like a symphony, kind of like what I thought at times the Chris Leek Tim Tebow dynamic did too. So I'm interested to see how that goes forward. I don't really know if there's quite a quarterback controversy here in Gainesville because I do think both guys can bring different things. You know, Graham's obviously been there longer, knows your playbook, and I think that's going to be something that's going to help you as you go through for road games in the SEC or even having any sort of SEC game at home. So I do think that's interesting. It's an interesting storyline, I think, that'll be to follow Florida in the next couple of weeks because you saw what DJ did against Samford. Gives you a lot of hope, certainly gave the fan base a lot of hope. So I'm interested to see how those guys kind of complement each other.
No doubt. Blake, let everybody know how they can follow, you know, whether your website, also your social media. There's going to be some important reads coming into this game and out of the game.
Yeah, Swamp 24/7. It's a 24 Sports Network. It's the Florida site. They're on that network. And my my Twitter handle is at Blake, BLAKE underscore Alderman, ALDERMAN. That's where a lot of my stuff is at on there. So we're an SEC season right now. We're starting up with these conference games, so it's only going to get busier and it's only going to be a tougher season going forward for Florida.
Good stuff. Blake, I can't thank you enough. We'll hook up with you in a couple of weeks, see where we're headed.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Good stuff. Blake Alderman, Swamp 24/7, 247 Sports Network, and certainly rebounding with a win. Yeah, it was a FCS win, but nevertheless getting him ready for this week's game against Texas A&M.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.